Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Oliver Bartlett, the director of gaming for BetMGM, on the growth of the live dealer phenomenon and why it is an increasingly important part of the future of iGaming. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT with its newest MLP-themed Prosperity Link. It's a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house, according to the Eilers June report. Learn more at igt.com/prosperity. Yeah, you with the sad face, come up to my place. Lift it up, you beside the dance floor, what do you cry for? The future of iGaming in the U.S. is really open for discussion. For Oliver Bartlett, he believes he's seen the future with the Evolution gaming products he helped to develop. Now as a director of gaming for BetMGM, he gets to implement those products into a company that has one of the largest market shares in the online casino space. He says the live dealer product is just in its infancy and the possibilities for the development of different products are endless. He spoke with me from his offices in New York in August. Just answer me the question. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Oliver Bartlett, the Director of Online Gaming for BetMGM. Oliver, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you. I understand you're in Brooklyn, so that's my old stomping ground. It's great place to be.
It is, and it's great to be here. Thanks, Roger.
So let's start about, we're going to talk about live dealer. It's such a phenomenon in the industry and it's growing very quickly. But, you know, BetMGM has some really great electronic table games. I like to play online table games because they have better odds and lower limits. But people seem to love a live dealer. Why did you decide to offer live dealer as well as the electronic games?
Yeah, you're right. We have a really diverse portfolio of content. We have a lot of in-house produced RNG, electronic table game, blackjacks and roulette. But I think it's almost a necessity now to include live dealer games as well. I've spent 17 years in this industry now, probably 12 of those in Europe, the last 5 in the US. And we've really seen in the past kind of decade or so live gaming, live casino gaming really improve in its popularity. I think there's a certain type of player that will always enjoy kind of the fast-paced, lower-limit, RNG-based electronic games. Right. But live gaming appeals to those people who want a kind of more immersive experience without being in the casino itself. So you can obviously interact with other players. You can choose which dealers you might prefer. You can talk to those. And it's really becoming popular. I mean, it's hugely popular in Europe as well. But now in the US as well, it's becoming more and more of a necessity to have it, have the most diverse portfolio of live games. And I'm sure we'll go on to speaking about it later. But we just launched our own own dedicated studio in Michigan, which means the tables are a branded BetMGM. We have an MGM lion in the background kind of the virtual windows over the Bellagio fountains. And that really helps to endorse our brand with our players because they get to know the dealers that work on our tables. And obviously it really forges that relationship between us, BetMGM, and our end users.
Right. So you partnered with Evolution Gaming in Michigan. Is this something you do across your corporate structure or is that just in Michigan for now?
No, they're a huge strategic partner of us across the US and now Canada as well. Okay. Evolution Gaming are by far and away kind of the pioneers of this industry. They're obviously the market leader, and it's a real pleasure to foster a nice strategic partnership, which is quite egalitarian. It's quite equal. We can come with ideas. They come with ideas. And it's a relationship we really cherish in the US. And obviously, the European side of our business at Entain works very closely with Evolution great guys, pleasure to work with. And they're always really at the forefront of innovation within live casino, which I think is a really important thing to have.
Exactly. So what kind of games are you offering in the live casino right now?
So we have all the standard games that you'd expect going into a normal casino, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, some poker variants, three-card poker, ultimate Texas Hold'em poker. In some states, we have some of the game show style games, which I'm sure we'll get into later. Dreamcatcher being one, which again is an Evolution invention, kind of a big wheel.
Right.
I guess the main difference between the European live gaming side and the US, obviously based on the state rules, everything sure. needs to be within the state itself. So Evolution and other live gaming providers essentially have to build a new casino in every state they enter. So product mix differs based on kind of how long they've been in the market, how much time they have to build. So New Jersey was first a few years back. We have it live in Pennsylvania as well. In West Virginia, and now in Michigan as well.
Right. So you're not you don't have this as a kind of a wing at MGM Detroit. This is a separate studio.
It is. It's a separate studio run and owned by Evolution, which we and our peers in the marketplace use as well. We then have dedicated tables within that studio as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Great. So you're not exclusive with Evolution in Michigan.
No. Other people use them as well, of course. It's just we have those dedicated tables which are exclusive to us.
Great. So why do you think people enjoy playing Live Dealer rather than just the electronic games, which I said, I really enjoy playing them as well. But, I played a few Live Dealer games and they're fun also,
I mean, it's all down to the presentation of the game, right? The game presenters really make or break those games. We call them game presenters instead of dealers because they genuinely are game presenters. They're TV hosts, they're entertainers, and that really adds an extra element of fun. I think also with the US being such a sort of gambling is quite comes as second nature to a lot of Americans, and they prefer that kind of community feel, which obviously live casino gives far more than those RNG games. So I can sit at the table with you, I can chat to you, I can chat to the dealer, we can all have a good time, send out some virtual high fives and kind of win and lose together, which is an added element of fun, I think.
Right. Well, I think it's kind of dangerous, though, a little bit, because if the guy at third base, hits their 16 and the dealer makes 21, he's going to get some nasty messages.
Well, at least it's nasty messages instead of nasty elbows at a real casino table, but yeah, I agree, true. And that's why we offer plenty of choice of blackjack games, different limits. So if a player wanted to play alone, they could search for a table which no one's occupying at the moment. Or if a player prefers to play a lower limit with other players, maybe just a short message to say, don't hit on 16 against the 5 would be worth it. Right. But it's good fun.
Yeah, okay, great. So obviously you can have thousands of people playing a roulette or a baccarat game since there's just one hand, one spin of the wheel. But blackjack's a little different because you have to act on your hand. So you just have a standard 7-spot blackjack table then for all your games there?
Yeah, so you're right. Blackjack is the only capacity-based game. Obviously, as you say, roulette, we could have 10,000 people playing on the same spin of a roulette wheel. But blackjack, you'll find in the marketplace, we have the most number of count of tables are obviously blackjack tables, and we manage that capacity with Evolution and obviously looking at our own space. So in Michigan, we launched with 6 private blackjack tables versus 1 roulette and 1 baccarat. And we'll always look at the capacity of those. If I need to go to 10 tables, 15 tables, we'll work with Evolution to get them built. We also have another option in the live casino space called Infinite Blackjack. Uh-huh. So that's a single hand of blackjack dealt to potentially 10,000 people where decisions you can hit and I can stand and I won't get the cards that you would get and stuff. So it kind of bridges the gap quite nicely between RNG-based sort of electronic table games and the real version of blackjack. If you don't want to play it, 20, 30 bucks a hand, you can still play for a dollar on that infinite table. And it's just a nice kind of guide into the live casino world without having to really dig your hands deep in your pocket straight away.
Sure. The cat's out of the bag. IGT's newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, is a hit and performing at over triple versus House, according to Eilers' June report. Both partner themes feature the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at igt.com/prosperity. I'm a former dealer, and I don't like to deal the games. I like to play the games I used to deal, blackjack and baccarat, and then even a little roulette. But I love playing craps. Is there a craps game on your sites anywhere?
I love playing craps as well. We have an RNG, an electronic version at the moment, but very soon, actually, I think in the state of Pennsylvania, next week or very soon after, we'll launch a live version of craps, again, partnering with Evolution. That will then inevitably come to the other states too. Craps is an interesting one because it's the loudest table in a casino floor, lots of high fives, lots of calling points and nice and shouting. So moving that into the online space is always going to be a challenge, particularly because you're holding the dice, right? And you want to throw them and stuff. So Evolution have done something really innovative and built kind of an electronic robot to throw the dice on behalf of the players instead of the dealer having that burden on themselves. Right. It's kind of, it's a beautiful machine and you'll see it going live soon. They have beautiful screens behind the table as well, which kind of shows it, leads into that community aspect a bit. So you'll see the majority of bets, say if everyone's on kind of hard 12, you'll see that behind you and stuff. If everyone's calling the point, then so it adds kind of a bit of community aspect. But again, it's all down to the dealer being that central point of entertainment, calling the points, talking to players and stuff. So that's coming out soon. I've got really high hopes for it in the US because it's such a fun game to play. The proof will be in the pudding when we launch it very soon.
Sure. And it's, you know, there's so many bets on a crap game, and I imagine you could explain that better online than you can, you know, while the game is going on in a live game.
You can, and the beauty of it is, instead of kind of standing behind a real table watching for a while, you can sit at home and watch it for a while and almost get to understand it more so in your own time. Evolution also offer almost a beginner's light version where you can change the betting grid from your the hundreds of bets that you can place to quite a simple kind of pass, don't pass, come, and a couple of the other bets, so a more simplified beginner's version of the game. Okay. We also offer, obviously, a huge tutorial page for people to read at their leisure. And we're also interested in maybe partnering with some of our brand ambassadors to film video, tutorial videos. Sure. Maybe that'll come in the future. I think I'd love to see Jamie Foxx teaching our players how to play craps a few times.
Yeah, you guys have some great brand ambassadors, that's for sure, and that would be a lot of fun. So speaking of rules, you know what's happening on the Las Vegas Strip with the 6-5 blackjacks. Very hard to find a 3-2 blackjack unless you're playing, you know, $100 or more. Same thing here in Atlantic City where I am right now. But online, you have the best bets of all.
We do 3-2 all over the place. Yeah, we don't see any 6-5s at the moment, which is great. Long may that continue. I agree. It's important for me to offer that to players for sure.
Right. And no 000 roulette, I'm assuming.
No 000 roulette. In fact, in Michigan, we launched with 00 roulette as our first product.
Yeah.
We do now have 00 as well for players.
Yeah.
But no triple. I don't see that coming for a long time. Sure.
Do you have to educate some of the U.S. players on single zero roulette? Because everybody's used to double zero here, and we all know single zero is a better bet.
Well, I disagree. Look, we all know. I think some people, when they see the single zero, might think it's in some way worse for the player. So we might have to educate them a little bit. I'm sure after playing it for a little bit, they'll see. We want to offer as much opportunity as possible, both in terms of the variety of games and then the individual games within each category. So we're seeing great performance on the single zero and the double zero variant. Players love to bet on that double zero bet sometimes. So we'll, of course, offer it in every state we're live.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you know a lot about Evolution, so you probably know about their game show type of games. Any plans of offering them at any point in your MGM, BetMGM career here?
Absolutely. So, full disclosure, I'm an ex-Evolution employee.
Okay.
Evolution always keeps close to my heart. So, yeah, big fan, big supporter. Evolution have pioneered the game show space within live casino, initially launching with a game called Dreamcatcher, which is a wheel-based game, following on with the Monopoly variant of that game. Mm-hmm. And then probably the most fundamental change to the game show category ever was Crazy Time. I mean, Crazy Time is the clue's in the name. It's genuinely a crazy game.
Yeah.
Right now, there's probably 10,000 people playing on that game in Europe. It's by far the most popular sort of game show in the world, in the online gaming space. I would love Evolution and us to bring that over to the US. I think it would really work. Obviously, again, as I said, because you need to build essentially a whole new casino in each state you enter for Revolution. It takes time and it takes money. But yeah, that would definitely be in our future. I think the other kind of almost game show-esque game was what they did to roulette in the guise of Lightning Roulette.
Roulette
is a relatively standard roulette game, but every round between one and five numbers are electrified, and the payouts go from the standard payouts to up to 500x. That game's now gone live with us in New Jersey. I believe the other states are following very soon. A hugely popular game, and again, a fundamental change to roulette without cannibalizing the essence of the game. It enhances it for the younger generations and just makes the game a bit more immersive for those players. So yeah, big supporter of the game shows, love the innovation that we're seeing in the marketplace, and we'll always support that for sure.
Great. Yeah, that would be fun. I can imagine, I can actually see these game show variants being produced in a physical casino. It's, you know, at MGM Detroit down there, you know. I'm sure they've got a showroom or two, or even a sports book that they could show it in.
It's definitely on a long list of to-dos, that's for sure. I think it's a perfect marriage of the land-based and the online world. I agree.
Great. So we know Michigan hasn't been up that long, but you have a huge market share in Michigan. Do you believe that the live dealer will give you even a leg up on that?
But, I mean, look, we're so proud of maintaining this, I think, 39% in June, which just blows my mind every time. The pressure's on now to maintain that, and live casino is absolutely a fundamental part of that. We invested a significant amount of money really building what I think, although I'm biased, the most beautiful studio that we've designed with Evolution, with the lion and the fountains behind it, and on those virtual screens. We have a really immersive roulette product as well as Baccarat, of course. Live casino will become a more and more fundamental part of our overall revenue, just as players demand a more immersive and engaging experience. So absolutely, it's a part, and it's a part of what we'll continue to focus on, maintaining those market shares in each state with a leading iGaming operator across the US. So there's targets on our back, and that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. So we're always trying to innovate in that space is really important.
No question. All right, well, just one more question. Where do you see the live dealer the market evolving over the next few years?
I think we'll see more suppliers coming into the market. I think it's inevitable. Evolution are enjoying the time at the moment, but it's inevitable in the free market we're in. Other suppliers from Europe will come over. We've seen Playtech recently launch their product in Michigan and New Jersey. I'm certain there's a few others. There's been some recent acquisitions of live gaming companies by the largest providers of gaming content in the US. So it's inevitable we'll see more, and with that breeds more innovation from Evolution and these other providers. So super excited to see that evolve.
Sure.
Very much excited to see more game shows come up, more variety of games. I know we have games like Free Bet Blackjack on our roadmaps, maybe some other Baccarat variants, some other poker variants. But as I say, it will become a fundamental part. I mean, you go onto any of our websites, and right on the homepage, you're a click away from these live blackjack and live roulette tables, and that will stay like that for a long, long time.
Sure.
I think we're going to look more at innovating in the space and allowing players to almost book tables. So if you and I, we're friends, we want to grab a couple of virtual beers and sit at our own table and talk, I think we'll see more of that. And again, that will just lead to building the market share of live casino within our total revenue for sure.
Right. Okay, great. Well, Oliver, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. It's really, really an interesting time in the industry. As we say, iGaming is in its infancy in the US, and I think you're in the right place at the right time.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure, Roger. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT and its newest MLP team, Prosperity Lane. It's a hit and performing at over three times versus house, according to Ireland's June report. Discover more at igt.com/prosperity. To learn more about how the live dealer phenomenon is growing rapidly, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.